Amen. Praise the gospel. Mm-hmm. Amen. Think they, yeah, they think that's going to be the only one saved.
That number is not supposed to. Okay, go ahead. They got it wrong anyway.
All right.
Well, so let me give you this. Of the 144,000, let's pick up the 144,000.
We're skipping my question.
That's going to come.
Okay.
That's what you was asking me about, right?
Yeah.
There. Who's going to be?
So those 144, they're going to be in here.
That's part of the. That's
okay.
Part of the ministry.
Okay.
Of amen, praise God, witnessing the good news,
okay.
The gospel, the good news of this time will be Christ is going to return to the earth.
And this is during the tribulation, those hundred.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this is during the tribulation.
Okay.
Understand, amen, praise God. We preach the
into
comes
the
to earth.
Right.
Amen, exactly. Praise God. The message of the tribulation period, set when he meek and lowly, but he will be coming as Lord of lords.
Yeah,
but amen, all kind of God and amen. Praise God. That is called day.
Right.
Set up the 144,000, praise God, will bring a word. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Amen, exhortation and comfort. Look in Revelation chapter number 7. I'm going to ask you a question when we read. After these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
That the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of what?
Living God.
Mm-hmm. Read.
And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels,
mm-hmm.
to whom it was given to hurt the earth and sea,
mm-hmm.
and hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads.
Amen, praise God. My question will be, he goes down, amen, praise God. Look at the list, amen, praise God, and amen, praise God, of the tribe of Judah. He begins, amen, praise God, 12,000. Asher, 12,000. Simeon, 12,000. Zebulun, 12,000. Amen, praise God. Y'all going down?
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Reuben.
Mm-hmm.
Levi.
Mm-hmm.
Zebulun.
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin, Joseph.
Mm-hmm. Amen, praise God. And so then each 12,000 of 12 tribes, amen, come up to 144,000.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 12 tribes, but what tribe is missing?
Tribe Benjamin.
No, Benjamin.
No.
What are you saying?
Is it Issachar? I remember it, but it's one of them. Joseph. Because his two sons got it, Manasseh and Ephraim.
Joseph is
in there, kid.
Oh, okay.
So it's one of his sons that we didn't name.
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay.
It's Reuben.
We start off, I'm going to go through everything, but let me just ask you this. Amen, praise God. Start off with 12 tribes, right?
Uh-huh.
Amen, praise God. And the 12 tribes are the sons of who?
Of Israel.
Who is Israel?
Jacob.
Yes. All right, so the 12
Dan.
Tribes are the...
Who?
So, Dan is one.
Yeah.
Dan is one.
Uh-huh.
Amen, praise God. Dan is missing.
Yeah.
But we still got 12 tribes.
Uh-huh.
But
okay.
Dan is missing.
Yeah.
So the indication is that there were more than 12. So my question...
How many?
How did... Where does the fluctuation, how does it fluctuate? Start with the 12.
Uh-huh.
What's the first fluctuation?
I'm confused.
Where does it change from 12 and what does it change to?
Okay, so it starts off with the tribe of Judah, tribe of Reuben, right?
Yeah, okay. So I'm not going to ask you to go through all
of
them.
Okay, you said don't go
through all. Just tell me what's the change? What changes? They go from 12 to what?
Hold on.
They go from 12 to
14.
14, correct. They go from 12 to 14. How do they go from 12 to 14?
Where do you see 14?
I don't know. The Lord just gave it to me. Honestly.
All right.
Wonderful Savior.
How does the 12 tribes migrate to 14 tribes? How does they move from 12 to 14?
Well, if you...
Is it because they add on Joseph's sons?
Exactly. Okay. Amen, praise God. And so then, praise God. When, amen, praise God, amen, Jacob comes down to Israel. Amen, mm-hmm. praise God. Amen, praise God. He claims the two sons mm-hmm. of Joseph
yeah.
as his own.
He sure did.
Who are they?
Ephraim
and Manasseh. Mm-hmm. So now we got the 12 plus two.
Yeah.
Making 14.
Yeah.
Because Ephraim and Manasseh.
Yeah.
Who else is missing off the list? We got Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is missing? Because we still end up with 12.
Is Naphtali there?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's Reuben, Simeon, Judah, Levi, Dan, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Reuben.
Who's missing?
Okay.
Is it on here?
Benjamin, Joseph. Who's missing?
One,
10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
Wait a minute. Why don't we name them?
2. I didn't want to take all the time.
Right.
So I'm just focusing
right,
on
that. Tell us.
Only but a handful, so we won't take up so much time.
Okay, but I'm fixing to tell you.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Pastor.
Ephraim.
Oh, Ephraim is missing on the list.
But Ephraim and Dan were both missing.
Yes, so we still have 12.
Okay.
So you went from 12 to 14.
Back
two
to
are
12.
Lost, still have 12.
Yes, okay.
So who would you expect? Where are the names of the tribe of Israel? In the New Jerusalem?
The 12 of the gates. Yeah.
Who would you expect would be on names would be? We had 14.
Uh-huh.
Who would you expect to see the names of?
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin.
These 12.
Yeah.
Chrissy laughing at us.
Yeah,
that was funny.
Oh,
Sister Carolyn.
Yeah, she said Carolyn.
Yeah,
she did.
Did she?
That's right.
So then we would expect that the names on Amen, praise God, the gates, and each gate is a pearl, right? Mm-hmm. And the names on the gates will be these tribes,
mm-hmm.
Amen, praise God, that, Amen, are recognized, praise God, as, Amen, the 144,000. Can you say amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen, praise God. So they will minister doing, Amen, praise God, the tribulation period. Can you say amen?
Is there a reason why Dan is named on the tribes of Israel?
This is Amen, praise God, gathering from Amen, praise God, what scripturally is presented to us.
Mm-hmm.
And Amen, praise God, when Amen, praise God, Solomon's son, whose name is
David.
No, that's his father. Rehoboam.
Rehoboam.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Takes. Amen. Remember, we told you that he said, "I'm going to be better than my daddy. I'm going to make the burden more." So Israel, amen, up and depart. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. So then, what happened was. Amen. Praise God. It became a northern tribe.
Right.
And amen. Praise God. A southern tribe, which is Judah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, praise God. Rehoboam who, amen, praise God, is Solomon's son, the one who, amen, was called out of Egypt, amen, praise God, was Jeroboam.
Mm-hmm.
Jeroboam made Israel to sin.
Mm-hmm.
How did Jeroboam make Israel to sin?
Idol worship, idols or something.
Idol worship. What specifically did he do?
Did he build? Was it a statue or something? Made them worship. Made them worship something. Was it a gold or gold?
What did Israel worship? What did Israel worship when they were brought out of Egyptian bondage and Moses was gone?
Yeah, the gold calf.
Amen. Golden calf. And so then, praise God, when, amen, praise God, Jeroboam, amen, praise God, amen, praise God, has the northern tribe, amen, praise God, and God has given him 10 tribes. Mm-hmm. Amen. He's over the northern tribe. But, amen, this man makes Israel to sin.
Mm-hmm.
And so what does he do? Quite, not mm-hmm. quite. All right, let me move on through. But, amen, praise God, amen, praise God. What happens is, amen, praise God, Samaria becomes the capital of the northern kingdom. Can you say amen? And, amen, praise God, and, amen, praise God. What happens is, well, maybe I'll make y'all tell me what happens. But anyhow, let me give you this much. Amen. Rehoboam sets up, amen, praise God, his own priesthood.
Mm-hmm.
He makes the lowliest of people priests. Mm-hmm. He has two calves.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, praise God. One is in Dan. Mm-hmm. One is in Samaria. Amen, praise God. And he wants the people, amen, praise God, to worship, amen, praise God, those two calves. So he has his priesthood set up. He has, amen, praise God, amen, making them up the lowest ones. And, amen, praise God, he, amen, praise God, sets up the calves, the idol worship in Dan and in Samaria. And he picks out his own day. Out of his own mind, he makes up a day for them to worship.
Mm-hmm.
So then, praise God, he gives them a special holy day coming from Jeroboam. Can you say amen? The priesthood is made up from him. The calves are made up to worship. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. So he just cast, as it were, Israel into the vilest kind of idolatry. What was his reasoning? This is my question. What was his reasoning for doing all of this? What motivated him to do such terrible things? What was his reason?
Because they split up, was it?
He was afraid that because they didn't have the temple, that they were, I'm half asleep here, so bear with me. They didn't have the temple, that they were going to go back to Jerusalem and start worshiping. They didn't have their own priesthood. It wasn't there in Israel. And or Israel is the northern tribe, right?
Yes.
Judah is the southern, mm-hmm. yes. He was afraid they were going to go.
I'll accept that. Mm-hmm. Basically, amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. He's afraid, amen, praise God, that because the priesthood, the Levites, they do not come.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Can you say they stayed in Judah?
Yeah.
Amen, praise God. So he makes up his own priesthood. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Amen. The holy day when God had ordained for all of the men, amen, to come, amen, and present themselves before the Lord. He's afraid that, amen, praise God, they will go back into Judah to worship and that their hearts will turn back again to Rehoboam. Mm-hmm. So he tells the people, it's too much for you. It's too much for you to go all the way back over to Judah. Can you say amen? So he sets up, amen, praise God, the idol worship, and amen, praise God. And Dan is a key component in, amen, praise God, that idolatry. And amen, praise God, that might be, I'm not saying definitely for sure, but that might be a reason why Dan is not listed. Mm-hmm. Amen. And amen, praise God. And amen, Ephraim in her backslidden condition. Amen. Oh. Praise God. A backsliding heifer. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God.
Amen. I'll say that.
Ephraim in that condition. Amen. Praise God. Seems not to have recovered because she's not, amen, listed. Amen. Can you say amen? Mm-hmm. And so, amen. Praise God. 12 to 14, back to 12. Can you say amen? Mm-hmm. And so then Israel is not just locked in the initial 12. Can you say amen? Mm-hmm. But they go from 12 to 14 to 12. All right. And amen. Praise God. We are, amen, seeing, praise God, this, amen, praise God, group. Amen. Praise God. When they are called and, amen, praise God, they are, amen, praise God, ordained, can you say amen? That is, praise God, there the angel is saying, amen, praise God, seal 144,000. Can you say amen?
Amen.
In chapter number 14 of the book of Revelation, praise God, we see the Lord Jesus, amen, standing on Mount Zion. Right. And with him are standing what? Revelations 14 and 1.
A lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Four lambs. 140,000 have Heavenly Father's name written in their forehead.
So now they have been sealed.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise God. When we looked, amen, in chapter number 7, they were being sealed.
Okay.
Can you say amen? Mm-hmm. Amen. Read on.
And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, and the voice of great thunder,
mm-hmm.
and I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps,
mm-hmm.
and they sung as it were
a new song
before the throne,
mm-hmm.
and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth.
Pause.
Yes.
What you mean they couldn't learn that song?
Because nobody else has that similar experience that these 144,000 will have. They have a special ministry. And so then, can't sing that song. You can't talk that talk if you didn't walk that walk. So, amen, praise God. They have a special song. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. And they sing it. Can you say amen? And nobody could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. So they were in this time of tribulation, special time, special place, amen, specially special used song. By God. Can you say amen?
Amen?
These are they which were not what?
Defiled with women.
For they are virgins.
No.
These are they which what?
Are following the Lamb whithersoever he goes.
These were redeemed what?
From among men.
Being what?
The first fruit of God. God and to the Lamb.
And in their mouth
was no guile, for they are not all before the throne of God.
Amen. And so praise God. Amen. Praise God.
I wonder if they got their own song.
Yes. Amen. Praise God. They are special. Can you say amen?
Yeah.
All right. So let's go back to the question at hand. Amen. Concerning, amen, those that do not receive the mark of the beast. Amen. And we were in Revelation chapter number 13.
Yeah.
And amen. Praise God. Let me tie this because you gave me the question about Trina wanted to understand the Antichrist and the
false prophet.
Can we say amen? For, amen, praise God, the Lord Jesus, amen, praise God, John, praise God, as it were, was the forerunner of Christ. He, amen, praise God, introduced, as it were, the ministry of Christ. He, amen, praise God, bid men to prepare their hearts and turn their heart, amen, praise God, to the Lord Jesus Christ. This false prophet, amen, praise God, will have such a ministry as John had, but instead of coming before, amen, praise God, the Antichrist, mm-hmm. he will come after the Antichrist. In other words, the Antichrist, amen, praise God, will be, amen, praise God, here first. So let's go back to the beginning of this 13th chapter of the book of Revelations, in verse number 1, And amen, praise God. John says, and I stood upon what? The sand of the sea. And
so the beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy.
Point to note, amen, praise God, that, amen, praise God, every reference to the beast is not specifically to the Antichrist. Some references to the beast, amen, praise God, or referencing, amen, praise God, the system, amen, praise God, that the beast will oversee, amen, praise God. Some references to the beast, amen, praise God, or representative of a demonic spirit that, amen, praise God, will be in control of the Antichrist. So, amen, praise God, the Antichrist will not be Satan incarnate, but rather he will be an individual who is possessed of the devil, or devils, can we say, amen? So then, praise God, and while he is not Satan incarnate, amen, praise God, amen, his actions and things that he do will be reflective, amen, praise God, of Satan himself. Okay. And so it will be like looking at, amen, Satan, but, amen, it won't be Satan. Okay. It will be a human being, amen, praise God, demonically, amen, praise God, possessed, amen, praise God, and being, amen, controlled by the devil himself. You following?
No, I'm stuck. Okay. I was fine until you said the last part. So I kind of figured out he's not the devil, but I was thinking he was the devil inside. But he's not the devil, but he's going to be possessed by devils.
By the devil. Let me say this. Is going to be possessed by the beast. Yeah. And amen, praise God, I can't specifically tell you that it is a polyon or a baton. Amen, praise God. But when we look in scripture, we understand that the confining place for, amen, fallen spirits is the abyss. Or, amen, praise God, Greek is the Tartarus, amen, praise God, the bottomless pit, if you please, amen, praise God. So then, this is where demonic spirits are confined.
Right.
Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. All that we know, scripturally wise, that are locked up there, or the angels that kept not their first estate, amen, praise God, in what we read about in the book of Genesis. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God, and amen, praise God. But when we look at, look over here, and give me a minute. In 17, Revelation chapter 17. So understand now, if it's a human being, his origin, amen, praise God, will be from some mama and some daddy.
Okay.
Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. But beast, amen, praise God, as I'm telling you, is also referring to, amen, praise God, a demonic spirit. And it's also referring in some cases to, amen, praise God, the system. And it's also referring to individuals. Can you say amen? So when we look at beast, amen, praise God, just understand the context, amen, praise God, because it could be referring to the individual, to the system, or to, amen, praise God, the demonic spirit.
Okay.
In this case, in Revelation chapter number 17, we hear in verse number, let's start reading at verse number 8. Revelation 17 and 8. The beast that thou sawest was what?
And is not.
And shall what?
Sin.
Bottomless pit.
And go where?
Into perdition.
And they that dwell?
On the earth shall wonder.
Read.
Whose names were not written in the book of life
mm-hmm.
from the foundation of the world.
Mm-hmm.
When they behold the beast.
That was and is not yet is.
All right. And so understand, amen, praise God, that, amen, praise God, he came from where?
The bottomless pit.
Who's locked up in the bottomless pit?
The devil and his angels.
Angels.
Fallen angels.
Amen, praise God. That fell, amen, praise God, under the sin, amen, praise God, that they kept not their first estate.
Yes.
These are not the demons that are, amen, praise
Roman
God,
yes.
with the devil who are free.
I've picked that
the
up.
The devil is free and his demons are free. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Okay, let me share this. And so then I'm not going to give you, this is not, amen, praise God, concrete, but let me share. When you look at scripture and you look at the power of angels, you see, amen, praise God, that angels have the power to assume bodies.
Yes, mm-hmm. they do.
They have the power mm-hmm. to assume bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. Samson's dad ate and talked with an angel.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, praise God. The angels, amen, that delivered Lot handled mm-hmm. him. Can you say amen?
Yeah.
Ate and spent the night and handled him. Can you say amen?
Can you imagine?
Jacob wrestled, mm-hmm. amen, praise God, with the angel of God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Are y'all hearing me?
Amen.
So then, praise God, the angels have the power, scripturally, as they're presented to us as having the power to assume bodies. Mm-hmm. However, fallen angels need to possess bodies
mm-hmm.
because they no longer have the power to assume a body. So they have to possess a body.
Jesus.
So then, praise God, the demon, amen, praise God, amen, praise God, needs a body to work. And so then, praise God, he wants to possess. Can you say amen?
Amen,
amen, praise God. The body that they possess, they call their house. It's because they take over the house. And that's, amen, praise God, as it were, their house. But God is able, praise God, to deliver and to cast them out. Can you say amen? But, amen, praise God, the point being, praise God, that demons, amen, praise God, fallen angels, amen, need to possess bodies. They cannot assume, they no longer, the inference in scripture is they no longer can, amen, assume bodies. And they have to possess bodies. And so then, praise God, when we see the origin here, amen, praise God, of, amen, praise God, Antichrist, in chapter number 13, amen. John says, and I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up, what?
Out of the sea.
Out of the sea, having the seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horn ten crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. So then, praise God. He sees, amen, praise God, this beast rise up. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God. And amen, praise God. His origin is not the bottomless pit. So he comes up from the sea. That is, amen, he comes up from multitudes of people. So then, praise God, he rises to prominence. Can you say amen? Not just, amen, praise God, the Antichrist rising to prominence. Amen, praise God. But the nation, praise God, that he, amen, praise God, oversees, and the system that he oversees will also rise to prominence. So this becomes, amen, praise God, not only, amen, praise God, the beast, amen, praise God, the individual, but it's also the system that is working by him. Amen, praise God. This Antichrist will bring everything into one. The commerce of society, the worship of God, amen, praise God, and the power of nations, all of that will be wrapped up in Antichrist. And so then, praise God, the world will worship him, because the enemy will inspire the world to worship him, because, amen, praise God, of some miracles that will be done. Can you say amen? And even the miracle of his survival. But the point being, praise God, when John sees him rise, can you say amen? Amen. He sees him come up out of the sea. Can you say amen? He describes him, 7 heads, 10 horns, upon his head, upon his horns, 10 crowns, and upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. Can you say amen? John sees him rise to prominence, amen, praise God, amen, praise God, in this place, can you say amen, prior to, amen, praise God, amen, him being, amen, praise God, not, amen, praise God, as prominent as he will be when he rises in chapter 13. So we're going to see in 17 the beast again, but we won't see him, amen, praise God, in the same position of authority. Look at, amen, praise God, chapter 17.
Pastor, that was all figurative though, right? Everything from the
these are the heads will represent kingdoms. And amen, praise God, they will be literal kingdoms, because, amen, praise God, the nation and the conglomerate of, amen, praise God, nations that are joined to him will be, amen, praise God, in short sense, the rulers of the world.
Amen.
They will be, amen, as it were, rulers of the world. So, amen, praise God, it's not just figurative, amen, praise God, because, let's go over to chapter number 17. And amen, praise God. And amen, praise God. John is told by the angel that he's going to be shown the judgment of the great whore that sits upon many waters. So, amen, praise God. This great whore has influence over multitudes of people and nations. She's sitting upon many waters. With whom, you there in 17? Revelation 17 and 2 now is where I am.
Okay.
With whom the kings of the earth have committed what? And the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. And this fornication, praise God, is about idolatry. It's about, amen, praise God, unfaithfulness to God. It is not fornication in a natural sense,
right.
Amen, praise God, but it's about idolatry and unfaithfulness to God. So he carried me away, what? And now, amen, praise God, when we are presented the beast in the 17th chapter, we are seeing him prior to seeing him in the 13th chapter. Because in the 13th chapter, he's rising to prominence. But in the 17th chapter, he's under domination. The woman's sitting on him. You following? All right, so, amen, praise God. The woman is sitting on the scarlet colored beast. He's full of names of blasphemy. He has what?
Seven.
He has 10 horns. And the woman, what?
Arrayed in purple and scarlet.
Read on.
And upon her forehead was the name written, Mystery of Babylon, the great mother of the abominations of the earth.
So then, praise God, this, amen, mystery, this, amen, praise God, amen, idolatry, because it's fornication, amen, praise God, is not just beginning, but amen, praise God, but amen, praise God, it is, amen, praise God, rooted in, amen, all of the idolatry that began in the earth. Can you say amen? And so then, praise God, we're going all the way back to the tower of Babylon, mm-hmm. when men would rebel against God. Can you say amen? Amen? And amen, praise God, set up their own system. Amen, praise God, of worship. Can you say amen?
Amen?
But we see it here. Amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. And this woman is over the beast, riding the beast. Amen, praise God. And amen, praise God. And she has authority over him. And she has been responsible for the death of, amen, praise God, the saints. Can you say amen?
Amen?
And with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with what great admiration. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee what?
Mystery of the woman and of the beast that carried her, which had seven heads, ten horns.
All right, the beast that thou sawest was what?
And is not.
And shall?
Sent out of the bottomless pit.
So then, praise God, the beast that you seen, amen, praise God, was, is not. Can you say amen? But will ascend out of the bottomless pit. And they that dwell what?
On earth shall wonder. Whose names were not written in the book of life, but in the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was, and is not, yet is.
So here it is, the mind that has wisdom, the seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitting. So these mountains are representative of governments. And this woman has the authority over these governments. And she also has the authority over the beast. And there are seven kings. Five are fallen, one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue but a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth and is of the seven and goeth into perdition. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings which have received what?
No kingdom yet.
But
as a king, 1 hour.
What do they have?
1 hour. 1 mind.
Mm-hmm. These shall do what?
Make war with the Lamb.
And
the Lamb shall overcome them.
Mm-hmm.
For the Lord of Lords, King of Kings.
And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are what?
Peoples, and multitudes, and nations, and tongues.
And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall what? Hate the whore, and shall make her what? And naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and to give their kingdom what? Unto the beast until the words. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. So when we look in chapter number 13 and we see the beast rising, he's no longer dominated by the woman. So then, praise God, that false religion, amen, praise God, now has been destroyed. But he's going to raise up a new religion, and he's going to be the one that's going to be worshipped. Can you say amen? And so then, praise God, then 17 is prior to 13 by way of, amen, praise God, things that are transpiring. Can we say amen? And so then, praise God, in 13, praise God, we, amen, praise God, find out in verse number 3, because one of the heads of it was wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. Revelations 13 and 3, and all the world wondered what? And they worshiped what? That's the devil. And they what? Saying, mm-hmm. Read on. Mm-hmm. 3.5 years. So from this point, amen, praise God, is midway of the 7 years of tribulation. So then he will continue, amen, praise God, the last part of the tribulation. So the Antichrist will be destroyed, amen, praise God, at the end, amen, praise God. He will ascend to his peak of power when the great tribulation begins. And amen, praise God. And amen, verse number 11. Now he's established himself, amen, by the power of Satan behind him, mm-hmm. as being, praise God, one that is to be worshipped. The world, amen, goes after him because of, amen, what they see as miraculous, amen, praise God, recovery. Verse number 11, and I beheld another beast coming what?
About the earth.
And?
Yeah, two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon.
Now, praise God, there is a probability, praise God, that this false prophet, this one that comes up out of the earth, amen, praise God, comes up out of the land of Israel, or amen, praise God, in that vicinity. Because, amen, praise God, he's going to need, amen, praise God, some, amen, praise God, how shall I say, legitimacy, as he is, amen, praise God, going to be the prophet of the Antichrist. This other beast that comes up out of the earth, amen, praise God, he's got horns, what, like a lamb, but his voice is the voice of a dragon. Can you say amen? So he looks like he's a lamb, but he's the devil. Can you say amen? Mm-hmm. Not literally the devil.
Right.
But amen, praise God. One of those devils. And he exercised all the power, but and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to do what?
Worship the first beast.
Mm-hmm.
Deadly wounds was healed.
And he doeth what?
Great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men.
Who called down fire from heaven?
Elijah.
Elijah calls down fire from heaven. And how many times does he call down fire from heaven?
No, but didn't Solomon call down fire?
You're talking about Elijah now.
Oh, okay,
Elijah.
I know.
We're talking about Elijah
right
now.
He called.
How many times?
Twice.
I don't recall.
Twice?
He called that rain, wanted to stop the rain. I'm talking about, he talking about fire, though.
Talking about fire.
Yeah. I say twice.
I thought it was one.
So what are the two?
I can't remember.
Twice is not correct.
Yeah, he goes.
Once so why is not, would you, oh, I'm about to say, he's going to say how many times, just once.
Oh, he didn't once call, he called rain. He called rain.
No, you talking about fire.
Yes, God.
Fire. Elijah called down rain fire.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did rain too, didn't I?
Yeah, he did.
Rain. I know mm-hmm. he did rain.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry.
When did he call fire?
Yeah. When he had to.
You wonder why
show.
We keep asking you questions.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Missy. Come on, Missy.
Yeah, I know that time.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the other
okay,
time.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to give you a hint.
Uh-huh.
The first time.
Faith. Mm-hmm.
Jezebel.
Oh. Okay. She was going to try to just, she told him if he don't be gone by this time tomorrow, it's going to be over.
Why?
And he started running.
Why?
Because she had his whole, she had the whole host of army. I mean, he had the whole host of army destroyed. And she was so upset and so embarrassed, she was going back after that man because she was a witch. And he was afraid of her. And she was bad.
She was bad.
Yeah, she spoke.
And you wonder why you're the Sunday school teacher.
All right. All right. So, it wasn't quite now. The army. Yeah.
No, it was the priests. She took the prophets. I'm sorry.
Prophets of Baal.
Baal.
All right. How many of them? How many were Baal's prophets?
Seven.
490. 440,
but I don't know why.
70.
470. 450.
Okay.
Amen. Wow. Praise God. Prophets of Baal.
Yes.
Amen. Where was what? When did this happen?
Right after it happened, the same day that God did a miracle for Elijah.
Oh, okay.
Something mighty.
Okay.
He
okay.
Did.
Okay.
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 So you.
Okay.
When did this happen? What? what occasioned, well, let me see. Okay. I don't know how. Okay, 450, amen, praise God, were destroyed, but when he called down the fire from heaven, amen, praise God, what did the fire destroy? Exactly, right. Amen. The sacacrifice was on the altar, right? Amen, praise God. The test was, amen, the God that answers by fire.
Yes. Let him be the true God. Yeah.
And people said as well, sin. Can you say amen? The prophets of Baal called on him all day till the time of the evening sacrifice. Around noontime, Elijah taunted them.
He laughed at them. Yeah.
Maybe you're on a journey. And you say, even cry out a little louder. Mm-hmm. And they jumped on the altar and cut themselves and bled all over the altar and all of that. Amen. Praise God. Still no answer. Can you say amen? Time of the evening sacrifice. Amen. Praise God. Elijah instructs them, amen, praise God, to dig a trench.
And then when?
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Rebuilt the altar. Laid the, amen, praise God, sacrifice on it. Had them dig a trench and told them bring 3 barrels of water and pour it on it. And then told them bring 3 more barrels
pour it on it. And then
Told them bring 3 more barrels and pour it on it. And the water ran all over, amen, the altar and across the ground to the trench. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. And then Elijah called, amen, on the Lord to hear him and let people know that it was by his instruction that he had done these things, and the fire fell. Amen. And when the fire fell, it burned up, amen, the sacrifice.
And
burn up, amen, praise God, the altar. Burn up the rocks. Amen, praise God. Amen, the water, amen, in the trench was lapped up by the fire. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Everybody hit their knees, said the Lord, he is ready. The Lord. So that was one occasion when Elijah calls down fire. What is the next occasion? Hint. 50 men.
Were they after him?
I ain't gonna get to the other two.
I can't remember.
We had to do some more revelation questions to get back to the right.
We need it.
Ahab, amen, praise God, sent 50 men.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. Was it Ahab?
Yes.
Okay, it may have been.
Ahab, yeah.
But he sent 50 men, amen, to bring Elijah
to him.
Was it Ahab or Sisera? But anyhow, the point is, he sent 50 men to him because, amen, praise God, he, amen, praise God, had pronounced that, amen, praise God, death was coming, and amen, praise God, and I'm not sure it was Ahab, but it might have been one of his sons, but anyhow, he pronounced that death was coming, so the captain of the 50 men came and told Elijah, you're coming with us. And what did Elijah do?
Burn him. Call down fire.
Oh, heaven.
Burned up 50 men.
Then he did it again.
What did Elijah do? Call down fire again. Burn up another 50 men.
Oh, heaven.
So that's 3 times Elijah. Amen, praise God. The last captain of the 50, amen, praise God. He came on his knees.
Yes, he did.
Can you say amen? He said, please count my life as important or valuable, praise God. I know you destroyed those other 50, but please just come back with me. Can you say amen? And so, amen, praise God. Elijah calls down fire 3 times. One, amen, praise God, on the mountain, praise God, at the altar, and twice where he destroyed one group of 50.
Then another group of 50.
Amen, praise God. And amen, praise God. And Solomon. And so then, praise God, the Antichrist, praise God, is, amen, praise God, having his false prophet to duplicate this, amen, duplicate a miracle. Can you say amen? You know how, amen, praise God, the enemy does, amen, duplicate, it looks like, can you say, amen, real thing, but amen, praise God, it's the enemy. So when Moses throws down the serpents, the magician, amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. Do it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But when, amen, Moses, amen, praise God, turns dust into lice, that's a line they can't cross.
Can't do that.
This is the finger of God. Nobody can give life but God. You ought to give him praise. Nevertheless, praise God, by these things, praise God, the false prophet, amen, praise God, exalts, amen, praise God, him to a place of prominence. And that no man, verse number now 13 and verse 17, no man might buy or sell, save he that had what? The mark of, or the name of the beast, or what? So what did you need to be able to do commerce? You needed the mark,
need
the name of the beast, or the number of his name. It had to be stamped on your forehead or in your right hand. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. So for those, amen, praise God, that, amen, praise God, do not take the mark of the beast, we see them, praise God, in Revelation chapter number 20. And we see them, praise God, resurrected. Can you say amen? These are the ones, can you say amen? Amen, praise God, who, amen, praise God, have rejected the mark of the beast. Revelation chapter 20, verse number 4. And I saw what? And souls of them that were what?
Beheaded.
What? For the witness of Jesus. Can you say amen? So understand, amen, praise God, that the word is still going forth. And there is a good news, a gospel still being preached. It is not the gospel, amen, praise God, amen, praise God, of, amen, praise God, which Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Can you say amen? It is a gospel, praise God, concerning the return of Christ. Can you say amen? But nevertheless, praise God, these were, amen, what? Amen. Beheaded. Why? For the witness of Jesus. And what? For the word of God. And which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. This completes what is the first resurrection. And so those that, amen, didn't take the mark of the beast, amen, praise God, who were killed because they didn't take the mark of the beast or identify as the last part of the first resurrection. Can you say amen? But, amen, praise God, the people that go into the millennial kingdom will not all be glorified. And that is, amen, praise God, having been dead and resurrected. All the Old Testament saints that go into the kingdom, they will have been dead and resurrected. They're glorified. The church goes into the millennial kingdom. We have been caught up and got our new bodies. Can you say amen? We are glorified. The last part of the first resurrection are those that were in tribulation, period. They were in the tribulation, but they didn't take the mark of the beast. They lost their head. Amen, praise God. But they are resurrected, and now they are glorified. So all of these, amen, praise God, go into, amen, praise God, the kingdom. Amen, that is the millennial kingdom. But, amen, praise God, understand that the millennial kingdom will not just be made up of, amen, glorified, amen, praise God, individuals, those that are a part of the first resurrection.
Right, and that's my question.
Okay, so here we go.
All right.
Amen, praise God. And so, amen, praise God. These are the ones, amen, praise God, that are not a part of, amen, praise God, the first resurrection, that will still go into, amen, praise God, the kingdom. Can you say amen?
Pastor, can I make sure I got something straight? Okay, I heard what you just said about the people who got their head cut off, and so and all of everybody else that made it will go into the millennium kingdom. So in the millennium kingdom, what happens to the people before we get to the Millennium Kingdom, what happens to the people that didn't take the mark but didn't get their head cut off?
This is where we are. Amen. Because, amen, praise God. Anybody that goes in without having been resurrected is in jeopardy.
Okay. All right. So there will be some.
The only ones that's absolute secure is those that are a part of the first resurrection.
Got it.
And the first resurrection is done when those, amen, that got their head cut off, amen, are raised up.
Right.
So that means something, because if the first resurrection is done, if you die after the first resurrection, you're going to be in the second resurrection. And the second resurrection is unto condemnation.
Right. So there are going to be a few, a lot of people that make it without taking the mark and without getting ahead. I mean, with, of course, without getting ahead and without, it's going to be some people
it's
that do
know. It's a reasonable expectation that there will be some.
Okay.
Amen, praise God. And amen, praise God, that these people are people just like me and you.
Right. They survived the tribulation, though, right? These are people who survived the tribulation.
Yes.
Got it.
They don't have a glorified body.
Right.
They people just like, they will populate.
Okay.
They will procreate. They will have children.
Okay. After all they've been through, they want to have kids.
Well, they're going to be in a different place now. This is a great place to have children.
Okay.
The other place wasn't so hot.
Okay.
This is a great place to have children.
Okay.
So they don't have them.
How many do you think it's going to be?
Children?
No, people.
Like, if you could say.
I can't say, but when you look at Scripture, the world, the population of the world will be extremely decimated.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't going to be a whole lot of people left. And this is not just the Antichrist.
Right.
This is the judgments of God coming on the earth.
Right.
And a whole lot of people are going to be gone.
Yeah.
A man is going to be scarce as a wedge of gold or fear. So it means that, you know, it's not going to be many, many people. It's a lot of folk that's going to be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, praise God, during the beast.
Okay.
And there will be people, amen, praise God, who have treated, amen, praise God, those, amen, praise God, Jews in the way that God would have them to be treated. And I'm over time, but in the 25th chapter of the book of, amen, praise God, St. Matthew, let's just jump to the part where you're interested in. And amen, praise God. Verse 31, when the Son of Man shall come, what?
Okay.
St. Matthew 25, verse 31.
Okay.
Got me? When the Son of Man shall come, what? And all what? Then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. So then, praise God, the throne of his glory is going to be in Jerusalem. Amen, praise God. God himself, amen, praise God, will be, amen, praise God, the one on the throne. And he will have, amen, praise God, government. Amen. Under David, I'm not sure that this is, amen, resurrected David, amen, praise God, or a David of the time. Can you say that?
Amen.
But amen, praise God. But God will be king over all. Amen. And before him, verse 32, shall be gathered what?
Amen.
And he shall separate them what?
From another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goat.
So then, it ain't going to be a lot of people, but it's enough to identify groups, nations.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. They're separated one from another as the sheep is divided from the goat. He shall set the sheep on what? Right hand. Goats what?
On the left.
The king shall say unto them on this right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. It doesn't mean that God was working on this kingdom from the foundation of the world, but it means, praise God, from the beginning of the foundation of the world up until this time, at some point during that time, the kingdom was prepared. You following?
Mm-hmm.
Scripture identifies two things: from the foundation of the world and before mm-hmm. the foundation of the world. So tell your neighbor, God operated
before
the foundation of the world. And God operates from the foundation of the world. And distinction is made in Scripture: before or from. Can you say okay. amen? And so then, praise God. When we, and I don't have time, but amen, praise God, to understand that there's a different concept. Amen. One is before. Amen, praise God. One is from. Ephesians tells us we were chosen in him before. Mm-hmm. Can you say amen? So God had a plan for man before there was man. Mm-hmm. Can you say amen? He knew how he wanted to make him, and he made him just like he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say amen? All right. The sheep are set on one, the goats on the other. I was hungry. I was thirsty. Amen. I was, amen, praise God, a stranger and naked, and you clothed me. I was sick. You visited me. Can you say amen? And verse 37, then the righteous answer, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungered and fed thee or thirsty and gave thee drink? And all the way down the left. And amen. And the king, verse 40, shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it, what? Unto one of the least of these my brethren, you have
done it
what?
Me. Unto
amen.
Me.
Praise God. And so then, praise God, these will be those that come in. Amen. The others, amen, praise God. He says, praise God, you didn't feed me. You didn't come to see me. And verse 45, then shall the others, they answer him, saying, verily, verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it, what? Not to one of the least of these, ye did it, what?
Not to me.
To me. And these shall go away into what?
Everlasting punishment.
What?
But the righteous unto life eternal.
The righteous unto life
eternal.
And amen, praise God. Remember I tell
you, yeah.
all of these that come into life eternal, it is about potential to live eternally. But they can't live eternally in that natural body. They're going to have to be changed. Can you say amen? Flesh and blood can't inherit. Can you say amen? So then, praise God, understand that the millennial kingdom is not, amen, praise God, amen, praise God, the new heaven and the new earth. Amen, praise God. The jeopardy in the millennial kingdom is that if you die, you die. Because the first resurrection is over. So anything that dies after the first resurrection is, amen, praise God, done. Because they are going one way, amen, to the lake of fire. All right, and so then, praise God, now they come into, amen, praise God, the millennial kingdom. Can you say?
But why would you die in the millennium kingdom if there's no sin and all of that?
There is sin.
Yeah. In the millennium kingdom?
Yeah, sin's still in the world.
I thought God
sin is still in the world. And remember these people that come in because that's required.
Mm-hmm.
That their eyes burn out.
Yeah.
Tongue in their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's to death or not, but if it is to death, they done.
Yeah.
And so then, praise God, sin, amen, will not be tolerated. It will not flourish. It will not be expanded during the millennial kingdom. It will be dealt with, amen, praise God, immediately. The devil will be locked up.
Wow.
But sin won't be gone.
Oh, wow. But God is going to be right there, Pastor, right?
See,
but God is going to be there.
Yes.
So
and that's why it ain't going to be tolerated.
That's why it's not going to be tolerated.
Okay.
But amen, praise God. And when I say tolerated, amen, praise God, it doesn't mean that God will keep them from sin.
You.
But
okay.
it will
Get
be
yeah.
right now. Right now, amen, praise God.
We get grace and thank you, Benedict. I can repent every day.
You're getting grace
in
and mercy. But then they're going to live, they're not going to know nothing but righteousness.
And right, that's what I'm asking.
They're going to know the things of God, and God is going to be revealed to them. Amen, praise God. And, amen, they're going to be able, amen, praise God, to, amen, hobnob, if you please, with Jesus himself.
Right.
Because he's going to be on the throne. Can you say amen? In glory. Can you say amen?
And so he's going to have set of rules and regulations. Absolutely. And stuff. So if they break them, then you're gone, basically.
I'm not saying that if you break it, you'd be gone. But it will be dealt with.
Okay.
And so then it's consistent. God is consistent. There's a sin unto death, and there's a sin that's not unto death.
Right.
Say amen. But amen, praise God. It won't be, amen, praise God, that, amen, praise God, you will, amen, praise God, have time to get it together.
Yeah.
And, because you're under circumstances where you should have it together,
right,
because you're privileged to be in this
right
kingdom. And so then, praise God. But nevertheless, amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. After 1,000 years of knowing, praise God, this beautiful, amen, praise God, relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, look back in Revelation 20, and we're going to close out for tonight.
Okay.
Pastor, why you do that? Mm-hmm. So the thing is, they have to be tested like we have to be tested. I'm saying, for instance, the ones that haven't, that are born, that Kim and we're talking about, they haven't been, for instance, they didn't get baptized, they didn't, they hadn't repented, they haven't been baptized in Jesus' name, they hadn't turned for the Holy Ghost, because they're not in this dispensation.
Right.
So even though they're not here, and this is what we have to do here, this is our suffering now that we go through.
Mm-hmm.
So Deacon Callum explained to me, it's the suffering you're going through now, it's worth it, because when you go to heaven, you won't suffer anymore.
Exactly.
So when they're in the millennium kingdom, even though God is going to be there, there's still going to be tests and trials they have to go through. And they're going to have to decide whether they're going to live for Christ or not live for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be tested, and some people are going to pass the test, and some people are not going to pass the test.
So basically, amen, praise God, God is going to require, amen, praise God, the nations to keep the Feast of the Tabernacle. That's what we get from Scripture. Basically, this is what you got to do. This is a guideline. Amen, praise God. Men, amen, praise God, amen, praise God, who don't do it, the rain is going to be a worship, amen, praise God, and guidelines for worship during the millennial kingdom.
I was talking about the kid with God.
All that they're going to know.
That's all they're going to know is goodness.
All they're going to know,
they're going to be able to touch animals that we couldn't dare touch today.
Exactly.
And so even though
they
see that,
have the potential out the millennium.
What?
The whole 1,000 years. But they're going to have to get new bodies to go, amen, praise God, into the new heaven.
Okay.
But
so,
amen.
So we're going to have our glorified.
We already glorified.
But we're going to be there with them.
Yes.
But we're going to be having our glorified body. Yes. They're going to have their regular body.
Yes.
But we're going to be doing stuff that they're doing too, right?
We'll be in the forest.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to have houses and stuff like that.
We're ruling with Christ.
Oh,
we're
God, Lord, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
This is our first death.
Okay.
But our immediate subjects are those that are not glorified.
Okay.
They're governed. They're
okay.
governed by us.
Oh, Lord.
Amen, praise God. They're going to come in and serve.
Yeah.
And amen, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Christ will mitigate, but it hadn't been removed. The curse is not gone until new heaven and new earth.
Right.
That's when the curse
right.
is removed.
Right.
And so then, praise God. But Christ's presence mitigates. Amen, praise God. And amen, praise God. The changes that had occurred during the tribulation will also be a mitigating factor. And so then the light of the day is going to be seven times, I can't even imagine, seven times more, but it evidently won't be with an increased radiation. So more light, but not more jeopardy. I mean,
right.
not more damage.
Right.
But that's all God's business, but he's going
right.
to do that. But there's going to be changes in the earth, a lot of changes. And so back to the point, coming into the millennial kingdom in a natural body, you can live in that body 1,000 years, which ain't no big thing, because I tell you, but that 1,000-year period, period is the testing. Who said testing? The testing period for those that come will be tested. Yeah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
If you, amen, praise God. Love God,
yeah.
Or whether you just enjoyed the benefits. You just enjoyed the benefits for 1,000 years, or did you fall in love with God? Did you just rake in, amen, praise God, the good stuff? Amen, praise God, or was there a real commitment? All right, so Revelation 20, we're going to close. So the devil's locked up during the millennial period, but that period ends after 1,000 years. 20:7. And when the 1,000 years, what? Satan
was loosed out of his prison.
All right, they let the devil out.
Mm-hmm.
The devil out. And what's he going to do? What
go,
he always does.
Go out to deceive the nations.
Go out to deceive the nations, which are in what?
The four quarters of the earth.
Gog and Magog. To gather them together, what?
And to battle.
So Armageddon isn't the final battle.
What?
Just say amen. This is the final battle. And it ain't gonna be much of a battle, but this is the final battle. Can you say amen? The number of whom is as the sand of the sea. So they had lots of children.
Mm-hmm.
Over 1,000 years, had a lot of children. Can you say amen?
Oh my God.
And a lot of those, amen, praise God, amen, praise God, children that they have, amen, praise God, are not committed to God.
So I know we got to go, but you don't have to go over it. But those children got to be tested too?
Yeah. This is the test.
This is the test.
You're in the test right now.
No, the babe, the children. You don't have to go back over it. These are these kids.
I would, and this is assumption,
okay.
Praise God. But a baby, a child who's not able to make choices,
okay.
God chooses for them.
Yeah.
He does it for us now because he says choose life. And so then I would expect the same would apply in the millennial kingdom.
Okay.
Amen, praise God. If you're not able, amen, to make the choice between good and evil, amen, praise God. But understand, it ain't going to be no feeble-minded. Mm-hmm. It ain't going to be no sick people.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say amen?
They're going to be smart, too.
They're going to be smart, too. And so then, but the little innocent baby, I ain't knowing how far beyond that you go. But nevertheless, the enemy is set out, amen, praise God, loosed out of his prison, and he shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. It's a lot that makes the choice. It's a lot. They have seen the goodness of God. All they've known. All they've known.
Right.
Is the goodness of God. All they know is God's grace and how lovely and see. But remember, the angels of God who were in the very presence of God. So then understand, amen, praise God, that, amen, that when I tell you the devil is a master deceiver, you don't sit down at the table with him and think it's not going to happen. Can you say amen? Put the Holy Ghost in front.
I'm telling you.
And say, Lord, you lead, you God, because amen. The devil is the devil, and his master sweep is deception. Man, you saw him do it, and he'll convince you he didn't do it.
Yeah.
It wasn't me. Can you say amen?
That's
amen,
what he
praise
did.
God. And so men try to do it, but they learn it from their daddy, but they ain't the master. But Satan is the master. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Nevertheless, amen, they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. So the devil got them to surround, amen, praise God, amen, this city.
The Millennium Kingdom City.
No.
I was about to say that was just going to be too much.
Yeah.
He get them to surround the Millennium Kingdom where Jesus is.
Yes.
Oh, then that's
the camp of the saints.
Yeah.
Amen, praise God. We're going to, under Armageddon, amen, the enemy inspired, amen, the armies of the earth to fight Christ. Can you say amen?
Yeah.
And he lost that battle. I don't have time, but the devil done lost battle. He got kicked out of heaven. He got kicked out of this position. Amen. Praise God. He met, I'll do some of this with Ellen Carter's, but anyhow, amen, praise God. He, amen, praise God, defeated a captain, amen, because the power of sin is death. Amen, praise God, and amen, praise God. Paul tells us in Scripture that there is a law of sin and death. And see, the enemy was prosecuting us on the law of sin and death.
Yeah.
But Paul tells us in Romans, but there's another law. And the other law is a spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so then when the prosecutor, the devil, stood up to bring out, amen, praise God, the spirit of law, I mean, the law of sin and then death, mm-hmm. amen, the defense attorney,
thank you, Jesus.
The Lord Jesus, said, I paid that price.
Hallelujah.
I have, amen, praise God, provided deliverance.
Thank you, Jesus.
And, amen, here's another statue, Your Honor. It is the statue, amen, of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So you don't have to die.
Thank you, Jesus.
And so then, praise God, we didn't have to die. But all of these, they died. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night, what, forever.
Ever.
You ought to give the Lord a praise.
Thank you, Lord.